Thank you for calling Ego Moss. My name is Phyllis. How may I help you?
Hi, Phyllis. I was just on a phone with one of your customer service representatives who hung up their phone on me. So now
I'm
I would
so
like
sorry.
To speak to a supervisor.
I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Okay. I've made several phone calls to you guys that you guys keep debiting my account, but I am not receiving any items. So I called up today to say, please cancel my subscription. Please, and I would like to be refunded for the last three transactions that I have yet to have received any packages. The woman on the phone explained to me that when I receive the packages, I can return them to you and I will get a refund. Great, I understand that. However, I cannot return items to you that I am not receiving, but I'm still getting debited for. So I would like to cancel my subscription, and I want my money back because I have an 11-year-old boy who's sitting there waiting to get Ghostbuster pieces that I'm not receiving, but I'm getting charged for, and I have five children, and I work two jobs, and I don't have the time and or money to sit and spend doing this to not receive anything.
All right. Do you have your customer ID number?
I can give you my email address. I can give you what other information you need to verify it's me.
What's the last name on the account, please?
Ruiz Gates.
Ruiz, R-U-I-Z?
Yes, hyphen Gates, G-A-T-E-S.
And your zip code, please?
08822.
Okay, can I have your first name and your address, please?
Sure, it's Natalie, and my address is 109 Summer Road, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822.
All right, let me look into it and see why you've not received your shipments. Now, there is one, like your number, your third shipment. We had an issue.
I know there was an issue. Go ahead.
Okay, we had an issue in our warehouse about that time. We've had a lot that was about that time that we've had to reship. So that might be on the one for the April 20th. That might be the issue there. Let me look a little bit further and see what I can find out why you're not receiving your items. I mean, the address is correct. 109 Summer Road, Flemington, New Jersey, 08822. So let's see why you're not receiving them. So hold tight for me while I get into your ledger and see what I can find. Okay. Now, have you not received anything?
I received our first shipment. I believe I received a second shipment, and that was the extent of it. But I'm consistently being debited $20, $60, $20, $60, $20, $60. But I'm not receiving anything, and I just want my money back.
Okay.
I don't even want to know where the pieces are. I don't want to know anything about it. I just want my money back.
Okay, well, hold on. I have to find out where your pieces are. So hold tight for me. Let me do a little bit of investigating. I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry. But it's just Stacy in here, so.
Quite entertaining.
So, yeah, she hung up on me. Because she had nothing to say to me. Because if I'm making sense and you're not, there's no response.
There's
because what I'm saying is making sense and you see it. So now you're just going to hang up on me.
Yeah.
Whatever's in my eye is really starting to irritate me.
Still in your eye.
Oh my God, this is so frustrating.
Okay, so did you put in a forwarded address change?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well, just there was an issue with the And then I'm looking at the tracking from the post office, and it it just says that your item was forwarded to a different address on May 19th in Plainsboro, New Jersey. This is because of the forwarding instructions or because the address or zip code on the label was incorrect. All right. So that's where we're at with that one.
Okay.
And that was shipment number 4.
Okay.
And that is needs to be. All right, just a moment.
Don't make a big deal about it.
All right, I'm still working on this, so hang on. Okay. I do see what's going on some of it, so just hang tight for me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Don't make a big deal about it. Wow. Wait, Asher was doing that too, but he's trying to take the truck. Truck. What's the truck say? What's the truck say? Truck. Truck. What's the truck say? The truck go beep. Truck. Beep. You do. Let me hear you say it. What's the truck? Beep. What's the truck say? Beep. Bradley, what's the truck say? Toro, what's the truck say? The beep. The truck says, beep, 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 beep. The truck, and sometimes the truck goes, toot, toot, the slow horn, toot, toot. Right? And what's the train say? Toot, toot. There you go. Good job, guys. Beep, beep. Right? What's the truck say? Beep, beep. Good job. Let me hear you say. Go truck. Train. Train. Train.
He says that better, but not.
Travis, train. Train. Awesome. And truck. Truck. Good job. You guys are so smart.
He definitely said that.
Okay. Let's not acknowledge it.
Okay, so the previous agent that you spoke to, shipment number 4, she did receive it. She did refund it, minus shipping and handling. I don't know why she did that, but I'll add that back in.
Thank you.
But for canceling it, I do understand that you're upset. Okay, I do understand you're upset with this. I'd like to possibly get the opportunity to make it right for you. Let me reship those 2 shipments that you didn't receive.
I mean, I honestly, ma'am, you're the first person that has taken the time to call me, speak to me. The last woman hung up on me.
I'm so sorry.
I mean, this has been a nonstop battle. And honestly, I did this as a treat for my son who had some learning disabilities, and I need to encourage him to get to his schoolwork, especially with online schooling. I signed up to do this for him, so it would be something exciting for him to look forward to, and it kind of blew up in my face. So it's pretty disappointing. You know, I have 5 children. I work 2 jobs, so I'm trying my very best here. And when I see that my account is going lower and lower, but I'm not receiving anything, it's disheartening.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I really do. I raised my kids by myself too. Their dad just you know.
Right. So then you of all people, you would understand. It's hard. We work very hard for our money, and every penny counts. And especially, you know, I would move mountains for my kids, and that's why I signed up to do this for my son. So it's, you know, and he constantly asks, Mommy, am I getting, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, I can refund the last two. Okay.
Thank you.
And yeah, we'll go from there. I can refund the last two. And if they ever come, you just keep them. Okay.
Thank you so much, ma'am. I really appreciate your time and your effort with this.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hold on and let me take care of that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Miss Emily? Hi, Donna. Do you have any more? No, I got it. It's fine. Is that Miss Emily? She's just looking around. She likes to see everything that's going on. Like, she's the happiest and she can see everybody and everything. Whoa. Did you almost pop? That was like a truck driver burp.
Oh, are you kidding?
And when I text Janet, because she texted me, she said, "Are you finished? Like, do the curriculum, the teacher curriculum or whatever it is, that there was a raise."
Mm-hmm.
So I text her like, okay, you know, what courses do you need me to sign up for? What do you need? I'm getting nothing.
All right, ma'am. Yeah, I've got those refunds processed for you. It should take 3 to 5 business days for the processing to complete. Is there anything else that I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. That was amazing and phenomenal. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you so much for calling us here at Eagle Moss. Now, if you decide, if you change your mind and want to come back, just give us a call. You know, we can pick you up where you left off on your shipment.
Okay.
On your build, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. I thank you for calling, Eagle Moss. You have a great afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.